A care home in County Fermanagh is to close following an inspection which found serious failings. Ashbrook Care Home was ordered to shut its doors last Friday amid serious concerns over the risk of life, health and well-being of residents. The decision was taken by Northern Ireland's watchdog, the Regulation and Quality Improvement Authority. Evelyn Hoy is the Chief Executive of the Commissioner for Older People. When did you first learn of this finding, Evelyn?
On Friday, the Chief Executive of the RQIA gave me an indication of what was happening before the order was sought in relation to this.
And what do you make of this?
Well, it's really just very sad to hear of a situation that has become so poor so fast. And our primary concern is, of course, for the well-being of the 39 older people living in the home, some of whom are living with dementia.
And clearly this will be, Evelyn, scary for some people, thinking, well, what can go on?
Yes, I mean, it's very distressing for the residents and for their families. But I have to say that, you know, the RQIA have intervened on the basis of a professional assessment of whether or not the care was safe and effective and compassionate. And I applaud that. I think that the RQIA have acted swiftly in a situation where they deemed there was a risk to life and well-being.
Have you ever known of a home to be closed like this?
No, it's the first time the RQIA has exercised these powers in Northern Ireland.
What did they find?
Well, and I can't speak with great detail about what they found because I'm not involved with RQIA and I don't want to speak on their behalf. But as I understand it, there were very big concerns about the cleanliness of the home and the patients, about equipment, wound care and skin viability, and just the overall systemic failure of care in the home.
And some of these older people now, they will be moved around. I remember when I looked at the whole story about care homes in the past, it's a community to actually ask older people to go to a new home is a big thing because they're leaving some of their friends, they're leaving the familiarity, which is really important to them at that age.
And staff that they have been dealing with and have made friends with as well, you know. But I think, you know, on balance, if the home is so unsatisfactory that there is a risk to a person's life or well-being, then whilst this is not something you'd want to impose on any of the residents, it is necessary to move them out of that setting. Now, I understand from the Western Trust, I've been looking for assurance from them around how that's going to be done. And they have 10 days to move everyone out of the home. They have an action plan for the transition. They're trying very hard to keep the lines of communication open between the families and the trust. I know they met with them yesterday, and I think they're meeting with them again on Thursday. So, you know, it isn't ideal, and it will have a high impact on many of the residents, and particularly on their families. And, of course, it'll be reliant on trying to provide an alternative setting as near as possible to the families that will visit the older people.
There are reports today that some of these residents will have to move very far away, maybe up to as far as Derry.
Mm-hmm. I think that I'm hoping that that is unlikely. I am, I sought some assurances from the Western Trust this morning. There are a number of different categories of care to provide here, and they're working very hard with local providers to see if they can make room for these residents and patients. But they can't guarantee that some patients with complex clinical needs or specific requirements wouldn't have to move far out of their local area.
Yeah, Runwood Homes, who run Ashbrook Care Home, have said in a statement that they were not given any prior notice of the enforcement action to be taken by the RQIA at Ashbrook. They point out that a previous inspection in May found that there was evidence of safe delivery and no enforcement action was taken as a result of that inspection. They say there has not, therefore, been any opportunity for Runwood staff to engage with the RQIA to address any concerns that they've had with regarding to the running of Ashbrook Care Home.
I'm not surprised by that. I think that these are powers that haven't been used before in Northern Ireland because they are so fast and so stringent. But the inspectors were satisfied that there was risk to life and well-being of the patients and residents. And in this case, then, they're not required to notify Runwood. Now, this home was in failure to comply last year in 2016 and had reached compliance again by May. But as I understand it, a manager had left with very short notice or no notice at all. And since then, in the weeks since then, it has gone downhill very quickly.
Thomas in North Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
How are you doing, Stephen? Stephen, I think this doesn't affect me personally, so I can't speak for how the families feel about it. But to me, it's going way to the extreme where they're actually moving the people out. Surely they could put an emergency procedure in, get an extra 10, 15 nurses in straight away, get a manager, as the girl alluded to there, that the manager had left without any notice. Maybe Runwood are feeling that they haven't got someone in there.
Well, hold on a minute. We don't know that. We shouldn't speculate about what we don't know. Here's what we do know, Thomas, right? The RQIA chief executive has said that this is the first time it had closed a home in Northern Ireland since its foundation in 2005. Quote, "We inspect all care and residential homes a minimum of twice a year. Here are some of the findings that they found, Thomas." Now, wait for this. "The patient equipment was dirty. The patients looked unkempt. Their hair had not been washed. Their clothes were dirty. There was a very strong odour of faeces and urine. When we checked the records, we found there had been substantial weight loss recorded against at least three patients, and in one patient, it was 6 kilograms, which is a very large amount of weight for anyone to lose in 1 week." That's a stone in a week.
Absolute disgrace. And there's no getting away from that. But I think that the closing the home down and moving, what was it, 45 patients or 45 people who do consider them, okay, it may be just a room with a bedroom and stuff in it, but then people do consider that to be their home. Whenever their families are going to visit, which I've done myself, and maybe I don't know why you have it, you're going to visit someone in their home and they're going to move 45 people. I think someone said this morning that they might be moving them to Derry. I mean, that's going to have a massive effect. And if they got like 10, maybe 15 nurses, staff in,
that's easier said than done. Evelyn, Thomas's point this morning is rather than making the old people move, why can't we bring staff to the older people so that they can stay among themselves in the same location? They're not disrupted. Let the trust disrupt staff and send them to the older people.
Well, in this instance, you're talking about a private provider. This is a commercial company. And
yeah, but now
imposing all of that is not... I'm not sure about the legality
I wonder, could the trust not step in?
The trust... listening yesterday, Stephen, on BBC Vax, the trust are responsible as well for these people.
And the trust are, taking the necessary steps. I mean, we have been quite critical of the RQIA not taking action when we have felt that, circumstances of poor care have been prolonged. But in this instance, it was very serious and the risk was very serious.
Let me move this on, Evelyn. Mm-hmm. Do you think any legal action can be taken against the proprietors of this home if indeed patients were not treated properly? Not washed properly, clothes dirty, in an environment where there's a strong smell of feces and urine, understaffed. Are there any consequences to the owners of homes like this who behave like this?
3 years ago, the commissioner called for the introduction of new safeguarding legislation to protect older people from all forms of abuse. And in that, the commissioner wanted to include a criminal offence of corporate neglect to allow prosecution of care home owners who had neglected or abused older people. And the Department of Health and the Department of Justice haven't acted on that to date. Now, there is a charge of corporate manslaughter that exists, but that wouldn't cover the circumstances of poor quality care leading to the abuse or neglect of an older person. So, 3 years ago, the commissioner gave that advice to government and it hasn't been acted on.
Because at the end of the day, money has been spent here, presumably both privately and by the state. I don't know if the state contributes or not.
Mm-hmm.
But if money has exchanged hands, therefore a contract was established to provide a decent level of care to these individuals. Mm-hmm. Runwood didn't deliver.
Mm-hmm.
So are they going to be fined? Are people going to get their money back? Can the older people sue? Why are we not looking at all of this?
Well, in the same report that I'm talking about that we asked for the criminal offence of corporate neglect, we also addressed the issue of whether or not the people who are receiving the care should receive refunds in cases where care has been substandard. All of that advice has been given to government, and there has been very patchy implementation of recommendations relating to that. The Culture of Care report that we published in 2014 addresses all of these issues, Stephen, but nobody in the Department of Health or the Department of Justice has taken any action yet.
So again, this is it's quite timely, actually. Here we are saying, you know, earlier on in the programme, we don't have devolution, we don't have a local government.
Mm-hmm.
And you're another example of someone who says, well, actually, when we did have local government, they didn't do enough. They didn't listen. Okay, Evelyn Hoy, thank you very much indeed. Evelyn is the Chief Executive to the Commissioner for Older People, Paul in Ardoyne. Morning to you, Paul.
Stephen.
I think what we will do, Paul, to be fair to Runwood Homes Limited, I think we need to contact them again. I'll get the someone that's sitting in the Nolan office now to ring them. And let's give them an opportunity to come on to the radio. We'll invite them on. Because I have lots of questions for them. Are they going to compensate the older people? I don't see in their statement any apology here from Runwood Homes for how they've treated the older people. And more questions from me. You know, someone needs to fight on behalf. The RQII have done their job here, but someone needs to publicly fight on behalf of these elderly people. Why were they left unwashed? Who didn't wash their hair? Why not? Why was there short staffing? Are they entitled to compensation? Is there going to be a public apology from Runwood Homes Limited? And we'll get in touch with them right now.
My point about Runwood Homes is they're complaining that they weren't pre-warned. Equally, so some people have phoned in and said the same thing. What planet are these people on? Why warn them? If you warn them, then you're not going to see a true representation of what's happening.
Well, what they're saying is they didn't have a heads up that the RQIA were going to close the home.
Exactly.
Enforcement action.
No, well, I mean, let's be honest.
They weren't given any prior notice of the enforcement action is what they've said.
Well, okay. They weren't given any prior notice, nor should they be. It should be always one of those things where it's effectively a raid, where people actually go to the home and see what.
Yeah, but I think you're misinterpreting, Paul, what they've said. So they weren't saying that. This was not about the inspection. This was about the consequences. No prior notice was given of the enforcement actions, what they're saying.
Yes, I know, but there was no prior notice given of the inspection either, because it took place, it was warning given on Tuesday night. They acted on Wednesday morning. So there was no warning given there either. The point I'm making is warning should never be given. If you want to see the truth of what's going on, you do effectively a raid. You go there when nobody's expecting you and you see a true representation of what's actually happening in the care home.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
Paul, thank you.
And anybody complains about that, there's something wrong with their head.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. 030-30-80-55-55. I want to come back to this tomorrow, actually, because I think that all of us, we can all identify, be it that it's with our mums and dads or we fear that it will happen to ourselves, that as we get older, and there are many brilliant, fantastic homes throughout Northern Ireland, but there's a trust, isn't there? There's a fundamental, deep trust that you engage. When you put someone you love into a home, you are trusting that home to love that person, to care for them, to treat them decently. So why didn't it happen in this case? That the basics, the human decency and integrity of making sure that the human beings under your care are clean, are washed, are cared for. Why didn't it happen in this case? And I think what we should also do is have a look at Runwood Homes Limited. Let's see how many homes they have in Northern Ireland, and let's have a look at what the RQIA inspections said about the other homes that are run by Runwood Homes Limited. They very well could be getting a clean bill of health from the RQIA. This may be an isolated incident in this home, but I think it would be in the public interest for us to have a look at that. And I'm sure that as relatives, if you do have any people in any homes run by Runwood Homes Limited, that you will want to be reassured. Mervyn in Hollywood. Morning to you, Mervyn.
Good morning, Stephen. This is a very bad situation, a very sad situation. I agree with you entirely that there are good homes in this country. There are. I was in one a fortnight ago with a friend of mine, and he could eat your dinner off the floor. It was spotless and banger. But that's not the key. That's one of that's only few, one of a whole lot. The problem, I have had a problem with these people. I strongly believe now that these people who own that home should be, their license or whatever it is, taken off them, and that section of the private sector be removed from the health and social care of our older people.
Well, we need to look into the facts of this, but it's scary, Mervyn, isn't it, for any of us? Because this can happen to any of us.
Yes, Stephen, but what do you mean by look into the facts? The facts are people weren't washed. There was feces lying all over the place.
We don't know that. The report did not say that. The report said that there was a small, strong smell of feces and urine.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to be. There's not supposed to be. Was there nobody there to check, though? Who was the matron on? Who was the sister on duty? Was there none of the nurses there at all? Come on, if it was your own mother, my mother, going to have one, but me, you would crack up, Stephen. You would simply go crazy. But what it means to me, these people need to be seriously, seriously questioned by your election yourself or whoever's in charge. And at the end of the day, those people lose their license to practice health in this country and a removal of the private sector from all health and social cares in Northern Ireland. Because you know as well as I do, and the many thousands of people listening this morning, this is not the first time this happened, and it won't be the last.
Runwood Homes Limited say they're currently working very closely with the Western Health and Social Care Trust and other stakeholders to ensure that care delivery is provided in a person-centred and safe manner through this difficult time, they say.
Why did they not do it last week and the week before that and the month before that? Why is it that these inspectors go in and find and smell urine over the place and people losing weight? You've just said it yourself, Stephen. There's people losing weight and their old people shouldn't be losing weight. I mean, what more? That guy Paul is absolutely right. It's criminal, Stephen. That's what it is.
Well, it's not criminal.
It is.
It's not criminal. No, hold on. We need to be very careful with our language. So let's be precise here, Mervyn, because it's important legally that we do so. Here's what we can do. So this is the chief executive of the RQIA saying the following. Equipment. So patient equipment was dirty. Like, would you want your mum or dad in that situation?
No.
The patient's hair had not been washed?
No.
Why not?
Why not? There you go, you're asking your own questions. I'm asking you the same question that you're asking me. Why not? Who was the man or woman in charge on a daily basis? Who was the hospital, the ward manager? Was there a manager or a sister? What were they doing?
Look at some of the rest of this. Inspectors also spoke to visitors who said the home was short-staffed and that they themselves had helped to assist other patients eat meals.
Well, there you go, Stephen. I mean, we've been getting that for the last 15 years. We're short-staffed. We're trying to get people in for training. That tells me, look, as I said to you before, when the private sector enters something like this, it is for profit. It is not for caring. And that's regrettable. That is deeply, deeply regrettable. That is the facts of the matter. They're there to make money. And caring for the people, I regret to say, is not one of their priorities. And I think it's all wrong.
Remember also that some of the residents in that home, just by the very nature, are likely, some of them might not have relatives to fight for them.
That's right, Stephen. You're absolutely spot on. That is how serious this is. I would like you actually to sit down some, maybe someday in the future, Stephen, and do an entire show as the way we treat our old people.
I'm coming back to this story tomorrow.
Good, good. Well, that's very, very good. Well done.
All right, Mervyn. Thank you. Brian and Yuri. Morning, Brian. Hello, Brian.
Why don't they get someone in to run the home and get the deep cleaners in to clean it up and leave the patients, the elderly people there, that's where they're used to. They're used to that around that area.
Okay. Brian, thank you very much. Morning to you. Look, here's what we'll do. We will come back to this tomorrow. I want to do a little bit of digging, more digging, into the facts around this case and all of the offshoots. Let's find out if we can actually establish what this company is all about, who allowed this to happen. It's their responsibility. That's the bottom line. They're called Runwood Homes Limited. The home which was so bad that it was closed down immediately was Ashbrook Care Home. So that's the name of it. And I want to dig into it more, and we'll come back to this story tomorrow. And Ashbrook Care Home, that's the home we're talking about in County Fermanagh.